From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The government today reported some improvement in the health of the Medicare program and no significant change in the outlook for Social Security. As NPR's John Itzty reports, the annual trustees' evaluation of the two programs shows the solvency of the Medicare Trust Fund has been extended for 2 years.
The trustees now project the Medicare Trust Fund will not be exhausted until 2026. Social Security is expected to remain solvent until 2033. At a news conference, trustee Robert Reichauer said the somewhat brighter outlook for Medicare is partly due to implementation of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. But, he said, under current law, neither Medicare nor Social Security is on a sustainable path.
The sooner that policymakers address the challenges that lie ahead, the less disruptive the unavoidable adjustments will be, both for individuals and for our economy.
If lawmakers did nothing, Social Security would be able to pay only 77% of promised benefits in 2033. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is urging Congress to stop student loan rates from doubling on July 1st. Stafford loans will go from 3.4% to 6.8% unless Congress acts. Many lawmakers say they want to stop the increase, but they're divided over how to accomplish it. Activists in the embattled Syrian town of Qusair say 9 people were killed trying to evacuate to safer ground. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports that as Syrian government forces advance, the humanitarian situation grows dire.
Syrian government forces and their backers from the Shiite militant group Hezbollah have gained control of much of the Qusair area in recent days after nearly 2 weeks of deadly fighting. Situated along the Lebanese-Syrian border, the town is a key transit point for fighters and weapons. This activist, who goes by the name Hadi Abdullah, tours what he says is a room full of those killed trying to escape today. There is no hope, he says. What use did we get from your meetings and conferences? He apparently is referring to meetings in Istanbul, where the Syrian opposition held drawn-out talks but reached few conclusions. Residents who recently fled Qusair tell NPR there are thousands of people trapped inside the town. Attention now turns to those civilians and whether they will be granted safe passage or not. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.
The European Union is asking member countries to start testing wheat bought from the United States. Genetically modified grains turned up on an Oregon wheat farm last month, an experimental type that was never approved for sale. Japan has already halted imports of some types of American wheat. The U.S. Agriculture Department says the wheat poses no threat to human health, and there's no evidence the genetically modified version ever reached the market. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow Jones Industrials were up 133 points at 15,191. This is NPR. There could be more nasty weather in store for the Midwest today. The National Weather Service says parts of Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Missouri could see tornadoes, while areas from Texas north to the Great Lakes could get severe storms and large hail. Several suspected tornadoes touched down in Arkansas yesterday, leaving one man dead. Another man died in an area of heavy flooding. An asteroid the size of 9 ocean liners will pass close to Earth today. But as NPR's Dopalka reports, close is a relative term when it comes to astronomical distances.
When you consider the size of our galaxy, or even the size of our solar system, 3.6 million miles doesn't amount to much. But in our somewhat selfish, Earth-centric view of the universe, 3.6 million miles is plenty of distance. So there's no need to worry about the asteroid 1998 QE2 striking our planet. Despite the ocean liner analogy, the asteroid was not named after the Queen Elizabeth II passenger ship. Instead, the name was generated automatically based on the time and date it was discovered. The moment of closest approach will be at 4:59 p.m. Eastern Time. Joe Palka, NPR News, Washington.
The Taliban is denying it had any role in the attack on a compound of the International Committee of the Red Cross. This week's attack in eastern Afghanistan left a guard dead. The Taliban issued a statement saying it does not target those who truly serve the people. The World Oil Cartel says it'll keep official production rates at 30 million barrels every day. Some countries produce more than they're supposed to. That bumps up the target. Currently, the average barrel of oil costs about $100. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.